Hello, everybody, and welcome to, I guess we would consider this the first episode of the Boogie Down Bombers podcast.
Let's go.
Formerly the Yankees Nation podcast, we have moved from Wegren and NYC Sports Nation, so we are now the Boogie Down Bombers. It's the same people. It's still me, Tim, and Nick. I forgot their names.
Nice.
But we have no intro anymore, but we will have one for next episode, so we're just going to get right into it. And what a time to start, because the Yankees are absolutely on fire, and the biggest reason right now is Aaron Judge.
The man himself.
Hitting 6 home runs in 5 games. Something we haven't seen, I believe they said on TV, since A-Rod in 2007. You know, the year when he won the MVP. Aaron Judge is 100% looking like the MVP right now. I'm thinking this is the first time we've seen Aaron Judge healthy since 2017.
Yep, yeah, it's got to be
All I was thinking was, this is healthy Aaron Judge. This is who we saw in 2017. Because he is pulling homers like nobody's business.
Now, obviously, we did not want this pandemic and this shortened season and delayed season to happen. But if there's one positive to take out of it, it would be Aaron Judge getting some rest. Because this man
that he
is
so desperately needed.
And it's crazy to think about how good he really is. Like, back in 2017, when we were we introduced him in 2016, but when we were first formally introduced to him in 2017, and he went off, it was looking like this guy is going to be top 3 ball player in the league. Maybe top 2 eventually, but it's looking like he could get that way again. Obviously you don't want to overreact. It's been 9 games so far, and you know, it's not everyone's at the level they're at because of summer camp and stuff. But Aaron Judge after the game said he wasn't locked in. So what's he going to look like if this is not locked in?
I don't know. He's locked in. I think he's fully locked in. He was just trying to placate the media. Think about how Derek Jeter used to handle the media. Just say the right thing. However, backtracking a little bit, you're talking about how quarantine got him healthy. He may have gotten healthy if we played a regular season, but not fully healthy to the extent he is. Think if the Yankees maybe get off to a slow start like they kind of do in March and April, and they don't really rush Aaron Judge back, but he's not 100%. He comes back maybe 90%. Then that chance of re-injury is a lot higher. He came back 100% healthy now, and that is why we're seeing him hit these home runs at a historic rate and just absolutely crushing him too. It's not a good sign for other teams when Aaron Judge is hitting mammoth home runs to left field. He's pulling the ball, and it's awesome.
Last season... when he would push home runs all the time to right field, and that would be like it. He pulled like 2 home runs when he came back last year.
Yeah, and I remember when he first pulled the home run, it was in Oakland, I believe. And everyone was like, okay, we could breathe now. But was he not healthy? I mean, obviously he wasn't healthy all year. He had a IL stint.
But I think that oblique was still there when he came back.
The Yankees, we obviously it's been on record with how injured they are. But even with how often it's stated, I still think it's kind of underestimated. Because even when the players came back, they weren't fully there. And that's scary to think about. That is scary to think about. Luke Voit, who started off the year poorly, has seemingly fixed himself. And he was injured. He was injured more than he let on last year. He missed I forget how many games after the London series.
Did he miss like a month?
We didn't even play him in the playoffs because he was performing so poorly. And you got to believe that's because of the injury. And they come back after a long offseason because of Corona, and everyone is where they should be. And it's fantastic.
We haven't even mentioned Stan. He's played more games this year than he did last year already, right?
Yeah, and let me tell you, he's hitting them well.
And you know what else is important? 1-to-1 strikeout to walk ratio. Yeah, 18% strikeout ratio, 18% walk ratio. Those are both in a great spot for Stan's comparison.
And looking at Stanton, he looks so much more comfortable at the plate than usual.
He looks locked in.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Judge Stanton right now is what we all wanted when we made that Stanton trade.
Yeah.
We could not ask for more out of these two right now. Glaber has seemed to struggle a little bit, but
he gets the night off tonight.
I'm sure he'll come back. Sanchez has started off poorly. But he started off poorly last year and then fixed it rather quickly.
Hey, he hit a two-run double yesterday. Not a two-run double, an opposite field one-run double.
And here's... When Sanchez hits it opposite field, it works out. He's a pull guy, but when he hits it opposite field, it works out for Sanchez. So hopefully we're looking on the up and up to him. The only person right now... I think people overreact a bunch with take him out of the lineup, and so on and so forth. I want to see Clint Frazier get some at-bats and not Brett Gardner.
Or at least Talkman.
I was just about to say that.
Talkman has been hitting well. And I don't know how I feel about the Andujar left field experiment.
Bruh.
I don't like it. No thanks. It's done.
It's done.
It's over.
I'm not a huge fan.
I never thought I would be here. I was such a big Andujar fan. I wasn't really big on Talkman, but right now, since Clint's not up, and even if Clint was up, I want Talkman in the lineup. I want him playing left field.
I agree. And let me tell you something. At this trade deadline, I don't know who or what is going to be available. But I think Miggy is movable.
I'm down for that. Because Gio Urshela is another Yankee that's just on fire right now. And he looks like the real deal.
And what a career Urshela's had. Like, just the change of pace to being DFA'd and moved for cash considerations comes to the Yankees... and starts in AAA, injuries come, he starts, and then just wins the third baseman job. And not just wins it, like, proves himself to be, like, a solid lineup piece. When you look at people that can't get at-bats on this Yankees roster, like a Talkman for some reason, or a Frazier, or an Andujar... for someone to just beat you out of a job, they have to play well. And I never fully got on board with Urshela. I was always a little skeptical. How could a guy go from being DFA'd and then comes to the Yankees, works with like a minor league hitting coach for 2 months, and then all of a sudden is a stud? But he did it.
Cashman just sees something that no one else does with hitters.
Why doesn't he see it in Talkman then?
Well, I mean, that's why he traded for him.
I think he did see it in Talkman.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's not his decision.
I was thinking of what's his name? Boone. That's my bad.
But yeah, Cashman traded for Talkman for a minor leaguer, right? And got Gio Urshela for like 25K. Like, geez, man. Like, Urshela is one of the top third basemen in baseball right now. Probably.
At least in the American League.
That's quite a biased take. But, Talkman is a very good bench option. It could even be starting right now.
Because you remember last year, he was phenomenal.
Before he got hurt, he was great.
He started off poorly. I think people were a little unfair with him. He breaks out of it. He gets hurt. I mean, that's pretty much the story of every person on our roster last year, except for DJ LeMahieu. Like, that's pretty much everyone.
Like, what, two games?
Yeah, he never had an IL stint.
Yeah.
It was okay. Only
Urshela, second best third baseman by weighted runs created plus, behind Donovan's. Oh, that's. Oh no, Donovan Solano, in 34 plate appearances, has a .233 weighted runs created plus, and by WAR he is tied for fourth, behind Solano, Ramirez, Fletcher. Who is Donovan Solano? He's the best player in the MLB.
Former Yankee.
Yeah?
Yep. Former Yankee, Donovan Solano.
He's not walking. He's not striking out.
He's betting 44 right now.
Yeah.
I know we don't really look at... He took 3 years off after the Yankees? Or like he wasn't in the MLB for 3 years?
Well, he wasn't really in the MLB with the Yankees. He was more of a minor league player.
Where'd this dude come from? Last year he played 81 games, .330 average, .815 OPS plus. No, not OPS plus. .815.
He had a homer
OPS
for us, I believe.
He had one home run. Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
The only third baseman with more defensive WAR than Urshela, Matt Chapman. He's got double the amount.
Of course he does.
Are we're talking this year? Jeez. Just this season?
Yeah, this year. Okay. This season, yeah.
Because I was like,
yeah, obviously, Solano is definitely not the. Just leading all third basemen all time in WAR.
Can you look at it for last season, if you can find that? Because I want to see where Urshela stacks up. But defensively,
baseman.
Yeah, defensively, I know he statistically isn't great. But I mean, I don't notice. Like it's not trouble watching Urshela play third base. Like it was for Andujar. Like, you watch Urshela,
he's not in the top 25 in WAR for third baseman.
Granted, he didn't even qualify for awards last year. So, I don't know if it's the same with that.
Oh, he might not even be on the list.
Yeah, because he didn't qualify for the batting title. And if he did, he wouldn't have won it. But he would have been a contender for it.
Tim Anderson winning it still annoys me a little bit. I really wish LeMahieu won it.
Well, it's just whoever has the top batting average, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like Tim Anderson, man. And I know people like say he's overrated because it's only a batting average thing. But I like Tim Anderson. You know, his energy. I love that bat flip against the Royals. Just a big Tim Anderson guy. But moving on from... Oh, wait, here's a wonderful transition. Tim Anderson, a White Sox, just had one of his series cancels against the Cardinals because the Cardinals are now up to 13 positive COVID-19 tests. Six of them are players, seven of them are staff. And what's interesting to me is how many of them are staff. Because with the Marlins, they were up to what, like 18?
21, I thought.
21? Oh my goodness. I only remember going up to 18. But, like, only like three of those were staff.
Yeah, and the staff are the ones who wear masks. The players don't.
Most of them, anyway.
Like, which the majority. That still doesn't make sense to me why it's not required. Can we just require
because
that?
Aside from those two teams, Everyone else seems to be doing fine.
True. But, I mean...
No, I'm not saying masks shouldn't be, like, shouldn't not be mandatory. How do I say this correctly?
Shouldn't be mandatory.
Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't be mandatory. I think that's it. I don't know. Yeah. My mind is blanking on me.
You got it. You
But the rest of the MLB seems to be doing a good job of containing it, not letting it spread when someone does have a positive case. So hopefully we just keep on this track of little to no positive tests. And after the Cardinals, maybe we can finish it off for a while. That would be nice.
Urshela, great play.
We all know that there's, and we all knew when the season first started, there's going to be positive tests. The issue is when it comes to an outbreak, which has happened twice so far. Now, there's
the
rumors,
second smaller than the first.
Yes. The rumors were that the Cardinals went to a casino. Now, I don't know the truth of these rumors. I got an alert on my phone. It wasn't like just some nobody on Twitter that sent it. But there have been statements put out by Manfred basically blaming all the players. But he can't... Obviously, the players are at fault if they go to a casino. Obviously. But we can't pretend that none of this lands on Manfred.
I'm having, like, what? I know we want to blame Manfred for everything, but, like, I'm not against it being Manfred's fault, but, like, explain to me why it's Manfred's fault.
I'm not saying it's all Manfred's fault.
I just want to see your side, because, like, he put the protocols in place.
But did he? They all seem like suggestions. Like, all his protocols are suggestions. Players should do this. Not players have to do this. Why? Okay, so he bans high-fiving. I've seen high-fiving in every game. Why aren't those players getting fined?
The highway department bans speeding, but you're not going to pull over everyone who's going 66 and a 65. There's too many people breaking the rule.
So you gotta make the rule stronger.
So what's the punishment? Again, like, you suspend every player who gives a high five?
The whole MLB would be done within a day.
Yeah, it's on the players to follow the rules. They got to police themselves,
100%.
And the players have been doing a good job aside from what a total of 18 Marlins, 6 Cardinals, 24 players out of however many in the MLB.
It just annoys me when I see a Manfred quote saying, I'm not a quitter, when talking about canceling the league, saying, I'm not a quitter, the players have to do better. It just kind of bothers me.
They had to do after this outbreak in small...
The Marlins and Cardinals definitely had to do better. But, I don't know.
Hey,
it's
yo,
just...
Mom, thanks for the dinner. Thanks, Mom.
What are you eating? What are we eating today?
Keto has been a little bit interrupted. I'm a selective keto. I got burger, hot dog, corn, mac, and cheese. So,
oh,
this man
not
has
keto
a
tonight.
This man has a glizzy on his plate.
Dude, that is a phenomenal dinner.
I'm having a good day. I didn't eat lunch today.
I didn't have lunch today either.
I went to the dentist today.
Your teeth are still all there?
Yeah.
You still got your teeth? Okay, cool.
We like that.
Yeah, we like when our friends have teeth.
Facts.
So, moving on from that, before we move on, let's actually take
Wait, I got one thing before we move on, Austin.
Let's hear it.
So, tonight is Gerrit Cole's first start in Yankee Stadium. And his first inning was a 1-2-3 inning. 10
as
pitches.
It usually is.
Oh. And a strikeout of Bryce Harper.
Oh. God.
Just needed to, you know, let everyone know how good Gerrit Cole is.
Gerrit Cole is so unbelievable. And
He's just insane.
It's ridiculous, because it's going to get better. And he already has 2 wins. But before we continue talking about that, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor. Moving on from unfortunate COVID-19 news, let's move on to positive. And the positive is that there's no new positives with the Marlins.
That's ironic.
Yeah, so thank God, because the Marlins haven't played a game since July 26th, which was a while ago. It's going to look like a completely different team. They've had a few new opt-outs. I'm assuming some of those players are still positives. So there's going to be players on that team that aren't ready. As if there weren't already players on that team that weren't ready. But there's going to be more players on that team that are not ready for Major League Baseball. And their first game is tomorrow against the Orioles. And that's going to be an ugly game.
And the Phillies, who the Yankees are playing now in their in the Yankees home opener, they went, almost just the same amount of time, like a week, without playing baseball. And their first game back, they have to play against Gerrit Cole.
Let me tell you something. Just
the amount of unluckiness right there.
As I stated in the first episode after the season started, I kind of took the Phillies as my second team. Obviously, I want the Yankees to destroy them, but I would have much rather the Phillies come back playing a different team and we played like the Marlins or something.
I wouldn't really want to play the Marlins just yet.
Well, it's a completely different Marlins team. It's different players in the same uniform. So
Austin, I don't know how you can like a division rival.
They're not a division rival.
Yes, of your favorite team. They're a division rival.
They're not a division rival.
Of the Mets?
Oh,
my God. DJ LeMahieu home run.
Let's go.
But don't let Austin off the hook with a DJ LeMahieu home run. He's a Mets fan.
I am not a Mets fan. I hate this stick. I hate it so much.
You started it.
How? Because I said I don't hate the Mets.
All the time. No, by defending the Mets all the time.
I don't defend the Mets all the time. Here, I'll destroy the Mets right now. You want me to destroy the Mets right now?
Yeah, like the Red Sox did.
The way Yoenis Cespedes the way the Mets handled the whole Yoenis Cespedes situation was absolutely ridiculous.
Now you see. I want to know where you're going with this, because I don't entirely think it's the Mets' fault that he left.
No, it's not their fault that he left. It's their fault that they didn't know where he was or what his safety was.
That's not their fault.
No, their fault is that they said it publicly. That's not what you do when you don't know where someone is. The only person you contact or speak to when you don't know where a human being is and if they're safe or not is the police.
They wanted to get the word out there so people would go and find him.
What do you mean? So someone will see that on Twitter and then be like, you know what? Let me go out and look for Yoenis Cespedes.
Hey man, your star player finally comes back and you try and contact him, he's not there. Then you send security to his hotel room. It is empty with nothing in it. You go and try and find any possible way to find that human being who is gone.
True. No, and the way you do that is through... You first you contact the security.
They did.
make sure he's not dead in his hotel room.
That was and the first thought that went through my mind, and I got really scared.
Me too.
That's the first thing that went through my mind also, because that's pretty much that's what happened with Tyler Skaggs last year. And it's horrifying. So that was my first thought. Of course, people on Twitter went straight to the jokes. And I was kind of mad at the Mets. Because why am I finding out through you and not the police that a person is missing?
It seemed like they were trying to embarrass him.
It did. Was that the last time we see Cespedes in a Mets uniform?
Oh, yeah. The Mets said it was.
Yes.
I mean, and now I'm going to rip Cespedes, because when I found out he was okay and he handled
it so poorly. What a joke.
And he just decided, didn't he dip not because he didn't opt out because of COVID-related stuff. He opted out because they were benching
him. That's what they said. He said that he was opting out for COVID reasons, but everyone's pretty much saying that, and he also said this, like, the official opt-out is for COVID, but he had also had concerns that he wasn't going to get the playing time in order to, like, reach his incentives that were in his contract.
I mean,
and after we talk about that, I have something about from Brandon Nimmo about this situation.
So, yeah, Cespedes just with an absolute joke of a move.
Yeah, it's not like he's like Jordan Hicks, who has diabetes and he can't play in this situation.
I wouldn't even be mad. Like, if someone opts out because of COVID, I have no issues with that whatsoever. Don't mind Lorenzo Cain doing it. I don't mind, I think another player just opted out too. But I have no problem with Lorenzo Cain doing it. I don't have a problem if Yoenis Cespedes was doing it for that. But to just dip, leave the hotel room.
He used COVID as a reason to bail on the Mets.
And not only that, he didn't even tell them.
Yeah, he just left.
A security guard. They had to make sure he wasn't dead. That's an issue.
Also, he didn't even tell the Mets. He was speaking to them through his agent. Oh, and he was at the mall today.
Oh, my Bruh. God.
There's pictures of him with fans. Wearing masks, but still.
He must be really worried about the virus.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do you have on Nimmo?
So Nimmo, this is from Andy Martino. He's a Mets.
Solid writer.
And Yankees reporter for SNY. He said that Brandon Nimmo says that he hears from different sources that Cespedes' agent told team about opt-out before yesterday's game. Also hears that Mets were told in eighth inning, said he doesn't know what to believe. Then Tim Healy said, Brandon Nimmo said that he found out Yoenis Cespedes opted out about halfway through the game. And this is a quote from Nimmo. I asked Mike Conforto, is Cesc gone? He said, yup. And that was the end of the conversation. So for Brandon Nimmo to not know if he should believe the media or his own team is bad. And this is horrible. This makes the Mets even more of a joke.
Guys, I don't understand what's in the water in Queens. I mean, Nick, maybe you could shine some light on that. But, I mean, there's...
My water's filtered, bro.
You got that Brita, though. Brita filter.
I don't know what the Mets have at Citi Field, but my Brita filter's working fine right now.
Because I don't... It doesn't make any sense to me. Not only is... I think the reason is it's just run so poorly. I mean, Cespedes goes there and he's just bad now. Edwin Diaz goes there after winning, after saving 57 games, and is just bad now.
Betances gave up 4 runs and got 1 out like 3 days ago.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Poor Jacob DeGrom. That poor man.
Why
but
in the world did he sign that extension?
Because of money.
Because he would have made way more money.
I mean, there's got to be some loyalty there, but... Man, you must suck.
You know when
Pete Alonso is just horrible right now.
He is struggling. But I don't want to say, like, he's bad or anything.
Me neither.
He is horrible right now.
Right now, yeah.
But yeah, right now, Pete Alonso is struggling very bad.
So,
I mean, Judge ever have a stretch this bad?
This bad? I don't know about that. He definitely has had a slot. Like, after the home run derby in 2017, he played pretty poorly.
I don't think he started off a season this bad.
I don't think he's definitely never started off a season this bad.
Yeah.
You mean he's never started off the season with a 31% K rate, batting 175, with a 71 weighted runs created plus?
I don't think so.
I don't think
probably,
so.
Probably not.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't want to look bad.
I don't want to look it up.
I'm going to look it up. Let's see how right we are.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
What's the update on Shohei Ohtani?
Never heard of him. However, don't look it up, Nick.
Whoa.
Because don't look it up because Judge's strikeout percentage has never been below 30. So that's a knock on him.
All right, then we're good.
Well, his strikeout percentage is bad, but I mean,
yeah, it's bad. Holy crap!
Was he hitting that bad ever?
Oh, good call.
I'll go look up
his March, April.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. I don't care about strikeouts.
Yeah, you're not really supposed to anymore.
It does not bother me at all.
Isn't it a little frustrating, though?
I care about strikeouts in big situations.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so, obviously.
Those analytics...
strikeouts when there's 2 runners on.
Well, obviously. But, like, in terms of... Yes. Would I rather have him strike out here or ground out the third? I mean, who cares?
It's a good call. That's what the analytics will tell you, Austin.
Like, it really does not matter. Obviously, I'd rather him hit a home run. Obviously. I'd rather him get a double. Obviously. A walk. Duh. But, I mean, it doesn't bother me that much. And, like, people bring up Stanton strikeouts all the time. I don't care. Like, you could bring up the fact that his other at-bats that aren't strikeouts aren't productive. Also, that could be a knock. But the fact that he strikes out, like, however, whatever his percentage is, I don't care.
Judge has never had a start under 288 and... He's bad at 300 in April, March, most of the year.
Yeah, he's always had pretty strong starts. It's never been this strong.
No, this like is this. Pretty dope.
This is unreal.
He's never been this healthy.
True. So it's great to see. But do we have an update on Shohei? Because I know he got hurt.
I don't even think he got hurt. He was just so bad. They're like, yo, we got to put you through the scanner, man. Something's got to be up with you. did complain about elbow soreness.
Which isn't a worry, considering it was the second start after Tommy John.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, I hope something's wrong with you.
That's the thing. It's just, the only news is that he's been sent for an MRI.
Yeah, the results of the MRI are not known yet. His second start on the mound began better than his first, but things quickly unraveled. He was pulled in the second inning.
Hey, man. The problem is,
he's walking everybody, man. He can't find the strike zone.
Yeah, I was about to say, is the problem that he just can't throw strikes? And when he does, they're barreled?
Well, his velocity has been way down.
So is Paxton's. Maybe him and Paxton have the same problem.
Don't you dare.
Where do I say find that. His pitching stats?
Paxton brought up in summer camp that he wasn't feeling locked in.
But now Boone is saying that he feels healthy, and now it's just mechanical stuff.
Which happened to him last year, didn't it?
Yeah, but last year he didn't have a cyst on his back that got surgery.
True. But as long as there's no discomfort back there.
He's throwing his four-seamer faster than he's ever thrown it.
Shohei? Ohtani?
Yeah. Shohei.
Maybe in terms of average, but his last few pitches were like 89. So, the 26th of July, which I believe was his first start, he didn't record a single out with over 30 pitches. None of them were his splitter, and his fastball velocity averaged 92.
Oh, Ken Rosenthal just quote tweeted an Angels tweet saying, update, 2 minutes ago.
Wow. A minute ago, wow.
Shohei Ohtani has been diagnosed with a grade 1 to 2 strain of the flexor pronator mass. A general timetable for beginning a throwing progression following this injury is 4 to 6 weeks. He is traveling with the team to Seattle, and his status as a DH is day-to-day. So he's not pitching anymore, at least for this season. And Garrett Cole has a 6-up, 6-down.
God, I love Garrett Cole.
I googled it. It's part of your elbow.
That is an important part of your throwing for pitching, you know?
Yeah, elbows are usually needed.
If I was a pitcher, I would just simply not get an elbow injury.
Ohtani, bro, just get better.
Dude, just heal. Like, what are you talking about?
Wait, are you telling him to heal like a dog? Like sit? Stay?
No,
H-E-A-L. Heal! Whoa, Donnie, chill out, bro. Heal.
Cole has 19 pitches through 2 innings. Man, that's nuts.
So.
Want to play a little game?
Sure.
See, this is. I was going to mention this with the Marlins. Because I like to keep myself updated on the stats every night and every morning just to see if something changed overnight. And because honestly, you know how when you're like a theater major, they're like, oh, you must know every play. Or like you're a history major, oh, you must know every president.
You must know all the history.
Yeah.
So like people know me as a baseball fan. They're always like, oh, who's leading the league in home runs, blah, blah, blah. So I like to stay up to date on it so I can actually answer them. But I'm just going to give you guys a quiz. I just want the Marlins to play, though, so Mel Rojas isn't batting 700 anymore. He's really throwing off the leaderboards. But anyway, who's leading the major leagues in home runs?
Judge.
Yeah.
Who's second?
Second is Teoscar Hernandez.
Yes, I saw that last night.
Nah, it's Colin Moran. Hernandez is tied for third with Story and Nick Castellanos.
Oh, did that just finish? Because I looked at it this morning.
Colin Moran had 5 last night. They showed it on ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh, it must have not have updated on my app. Because I looked at it this morning.
I mean, it should have because ESPN had it last night.
I don't know what to tell you.
Besides Mel Rojas, who's batting 700, who's got the highest batting average?
Michael Brantley. Guy?
Austin, good guess, but he's third. What'd you say, Nick?
What was I looking at?
Donovan Solano?
Yes, Donovan Solano, my new favorite player.
He's betting 484.
What was I looking at? Because, again, I looked at that this morning also. I checked the leaderboards.
Maybe you're looking at the American League.
AL?
That's what I'm looking at. Son of a gun.
Who's got the most hits?
Is it LeMahieu? I hope it's LeMahieu.
It's that guy Lewis on Seattle, isn't it?
Hell yeah.
Kyle Lewis
is one of, I really
Yo, he's
do
on
like
fire.
Him. He's got
he
a hit every
a
game.
He's got against Verlander.
All right, who's leading the league in walks? Most walks as a hitter?
Stanton.
I'll probably agree.
Mike Yastrzemski, he's got 11, and he's also got a 500 on base percentage right now.
Speaking of Mike Yastrzemski, he's 30 years old, and I had no idea.
No way, he was a rookie last year.
He's 30?
He's 30.
Yeah, he's not. He's definitely not going to be his grandfather.
I thought he was like 24.
So did I.
Last batter won. Most strikeouts.
Jose Altuve. Oh, please tell me it's Altuve.
Sadly, no.
Oh, he's got 10 in 8 games, though.
Is it Sanchez?
Oh yeah, he hit 11.
No, Sanchez is all the. It's Acuna with 18.
Jesus.
Holy Moses.
Kyle Lewis is second with 17. He has as many strikeouts as walks or as hits.
Wow. He's not started off well.
Acuna, yeah, people are talking about sending him to the practice squad field just to get his head right.
How are the Braves doing now? Because I know
they're in first.
Okay.
We'll go quickly
they
with
just
the pitchers.
Swept the Mets, didn't they?
Yeah. ERA leader.
Safe bets DeGrom.
Wait, what was the stat?
ERA.
It's not Cole because he had like a 3.
And especially because he just gave up a home run to.
J.J. Bruce,
man.
Yeah. God.
Shane Bieber and Lance Lynn both have 0.
Oh, yeah, Shane Bieber. Oh, my God.
But Shane Bieber's on fire. Lance Lynn is annoying me because he was a Yankee.
So good. He was a Yankee?
Lance Lynn, yeah. We traded Tyler Austin for him.
Oh, I thought Bieber was a Yankee.
No.
I wish Bieber was a Yankee.
Wait, is Shane Bieber on my fantasy team?
Shane Bieber's on mine, baby.
Oh.
Yeah, Austin, you're playing me this week, and I'm probably going to crush you.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it once.
I just crushed Austin.
I haven't looked at it once.
You gotta look. Come on.
I haven't updated anything.
My pitching is nuts.
Yeah, Gavin Nick, I think Lux. You had the second most points last week.
Gavin Lux is in my starting lineup, I think.
Oh my God.
So, I should let you know how up to date I've kept it.
Well, we'll see who wins. By the time we record next week, we'll know.
Yeah.
I win, I'm running the pod. I'm directing the show next week.
But that's not fair. I haven't updated anything.
I'm just kidding. I like playing second fiddle with Nick, with you being the lead fiddle. You're a good fiddler, Austin.
Gang.
Thanks. That sounds kind of gross, but thank you.
And me and Nick are playing the same fiddle. We're both playing fiddle. It's not easy.
Can I get? Should I make a shirt that says "A Great Fiddler"? By the way, shirts are available now.
Oh,
if
yeah,
you want to get
shirt.
A shirt, you can buy a shirt.
Yeah, we
now
got merch, baby. Let's go.
Buy a shirt. That'd be baller.
I got a shirt and a hoodie coming in the mail, so we're going to rep the new pinstripe lettering. I know it's sick. That was all my idea, actually.
We should record an ad for our own shirt and play.
Yo, Austin, what is this?
What?
This is not your idea. The pinstripe lettering was not your... Wait.
It was definitely not.
No,
I said it, and Nick emphasized it. No. Yeah.
Yeah, it was not my idea.
No, the first time, when we were the Yankee Nation pod, we had pinstripe lettering that you did. But for Boogie Down pod, Tim suggested that.
We didn't have any pinstripe lettering for Yankees Nation. Ever.
We didn't?
No.
Oh.
You fake fan.
Oops.
So...
I wonder if we're going to actually call it Yankee Nation.
I screenshot it and put it on my Instagram story every day.
Wow.
I screenshot it and put it on my story every day, and I never noticed that we didn't have pinstripes.
So go to teespring.com/stores/boogiedownbombers. And you can get yourself a shirt. And you'll look fantastic.
Our new unit is so fire, by the way.
Oh, I love it. Well, funny story how we came up with it. We first switched to Evil Empire, which was trademarked, which we probably should have been able to figure out.
Yeah.
You have Star Wars with that, and we have the Yankees with their nickname.
Believe it or not, I tried to make a shirt with the Evil Empire on it, and it wouldn't let me make the shirt.
Yeah.
I kept getting, it said copyright issues, and I was like, what are you talking about? And like, it just didn't register to me. That Evil Empire, you know, it's owned by Disney, so.
It's also owned by the Yankees. The Yankees won it when someone was making a. They were trying to sell like shirts that made fun of the Yankees.
Really.
Yeah.
The Yankees own it also.
I think so. Also, Tim L is trademarked, so that probably was giving you problems.
It didn't for this one, so.
I trademarked my name.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
So we were looking for a new name, and then we're watching the Yankee game, and Coney says, I can't remember who was pitching that day. It might have been Cole. No, it wasn't Cole, because he was in the Bronx.
It was Hap. No, it was what?
No, it might have been Montgomery. I don't know. It was someone. And I think it was Montgomery. And he said he's towing the slab and the boogie down. And, oh, God, do I love that phrase. So, Tim, I actually said to myself, let's try to do something Boogie Town. And then Tim suggested something maybe like 30 seconds later in the group chat with, I can't remember what he said, but something with the Boogie Down in it. And then... I said no for that, but let's work with Boogie Down. Then I spelt it wrong. Then I did it. Let me tell you something. The Photoshop work.
Yeah, you spelled it like Boogeyman.
Yeah, the Photoshop work has been a lot of deleting and retyping and all that, and it turned out great, and I love our logo, and I love our name, and it's going to be fantastic. So, thank you guys for listening. We hope to see you next episode. And go Yankees.
Time to boogie down. Go Yankees. Go Bills.
Gerrit Cole is a New York Yankee.